How foolish can you be to be ruled by jealousy? Could you throw away what we've planned?
Never, never.
Why don't you ask your heart? Ask it if we should part.
Say no.
I need to tell my heart exactly where we stand. So let's have a heart-to-heart talk. Let's have an arm-in-arm walk. My darling, let's try to see eye to eye.
Texas Playboys, they're starting us out here on side two of the Listener's Choice section, edition number 12. If you grew up in Texas, you certainly knew who Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys were. Bob Wills was quite the king in Texas for a number of years, and most certainly the king of Western Swing. And he did a mighty fine job, and I particularly like that song. I like a lot of the slow Bob Wills stuff. That and, of course, Let's Have a Heart-to-Heart Talk, and that featured Tommy Duncan. Tommy Duncan was probably the vocalist that stayed with Bob the longest, and he had several vocalists during his career, but Tommy Duncan probably did more of it than anyone else, and that's a good one there. Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Well, we had a request for some Simon Crumb music. Now, most of you will remember the career of Ferlin Husky. What some of you may not know is that when Ferlin did some of his comedy routines, he recorded them under the name Simon Crumb. And let's go ahead and take care of that request right now, shall we?
Hi, Doggies Lavender.
Oh,
hand me the screwdriver.
What do you want with it, Rump?
I
want
to fix the dad blame radio.
Well, if you get it fixed, you more than probably can't get any country music.
I don't know, Abner. There's still a few of us left.
Yeah, I know there's very few at that.
Oh, I don't know. Hush, Abner. I doggies, I believe it's working. It is. I dang, it's country music.
More and more every day, I hear more people say, country music, that's the kind for me.
It's the kind that's sincere, and to me it's been so dear, and no other kind can take its place, you see.
I can't get enough of that wonderful stuff. People
other kind may come and go, including rock and roll. But good old country music here to stay.
They call us everything for the way that we sing, but I don't care what they say or do.
There are songs of all sorts, but country music's from the heart. Son, I agree with you.
I can't get enough of that wonderful stuff. I don't care what people say.
Other kind may come and go, including rock and roll, but good old country music here to stay.
I doggies, I wish everybody felt that way about it.
About what, Rump?
About country music.
Well, that's the way I feel about it.
I know you do, Larry, but hush. I doggies, I believe there's somebody at the door.
Well, let them in.
Yeah, come in.
Yes, come in.
Howdy, friends. What do you think of country music, Hoss?
I need to believe it's here to stay.
Well, that's old Simon Crumb there, sounding like Kitty Wells on a part of that record. We're going to get to some real Kitty Wells here in a few minutes. Don't believe we've done that before on the Listener's Choice section, but we're about to here shortly. Right now, though, someone wanted to hear a song called Star-Spangled Banner Waving Somewhere. Now, there's two versions, or at least there may be more than that. I have two versions of this song. One of them is by Elton Britt. And he did it. It's an old war song. He did it back in the 40s, probably the original version. The one I'm going to pull is by Charlie and Ira, the Louvin Brothers. Now, back in the 50s, during the Korean War, the Louvin Brothers released an album that strictly featured war songs. It had some old standards like Soldier's Last Letter, and Ira did a great solo version of It Mail Call Today, and a lot of good war songs. The name of the album was Weapon of Prayer. And they did a version on that album of the song that I'm about to play. So let's listen to Charlie and Ira, the Louvin Brothers, now, as they do There's a Star-Spangled Banner Waving Somewhere.
Uncle Sam's great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Perry, Nathan Hale, and Colin Kelly, too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and true. In this war with its mad schemes of destruction, of our country fair and our sweet liberty, of the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a mountain boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American, and for that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, that is where I want to live when I die.
courage by my twisted leg. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the axes down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero brave is what I want to be. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me.
Take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see just a spark of the love that used to be. If you love somebody new, let me find a new love too. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Give my heart just a word of sympathy. Be as fair to my heart as you can be. Then if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free.
Set me free.
Well, somebody wanted to hear some Ray Charles there, country style, of course, and he had a pretty good little country career doing a lot of the old standards like that one, Take These Chains From My Heart, and I Can't Stop Loving You, and You Don't Know Me. Of course, You Don't Know Me was an old pop song, has been done several times in country, but he did it on his country album. I'm Busted, the old Johnny Cash, I think, had that originally. John Conley also recorded it. Some good stuff there that Ray Charles chose to record. He's got a whole set of that stuff, and glad to get that one on there. Bye. Ray Charles. While we're into the kind of pop-gone country scene, picked up a CD the other day from Nat King Cole, the Rambling Rose CD. You'll remember, back about 1962, I guess, the big hit from Nat King Cole called Rambling Rose, one of his last hits. Well, he did an album by that title, and I did not know this until recently because I wasn't familiar with that album, but it was just covered in country music. He did a lot of country covers. He did such things as Wolverton Mountain, the old Claude Keene song, and Your Cheatin' Heart, and just several different country tunes. Let's pick up one just to kind of show you what it sounds like, just for the pure heck of it here. Here's Nat King Cole, and One Has My Name, the Other Has My Heart.
One has my name, the other has my heart. With one I'll remain, that's how my heartache starts. One has brown eyes, the other's eyes are blue. One I am tied, to the other I am true. One has my love, the other only me. But what good is love to a heart that can't be free? So I'll go on living my life just the same, while one has my heart, the other has my name.
Well, I promised you some Kitty Wells. A little difference there in Nat King Cole and Kitty Wells, huh? But I promised you some Kitty Wells, and we're going to get to it right now. First off, Bill and Willie Hall out in Lubbock, Texas, are fairly new members of the Track Club, and Bill and Willie have been friends of mine for a long, long time. Marilyn and I spent 11 years out in Lubbock, Texas, back a long time ago, longer than we even like to talk about. But had some real good times out there. It's a nice town, and Bill and Willie are fine people. And Bill wanted to hear a song from Kitty Wells, the queen of country music. He wanted to hear Amigo's Guitar. Let's get that one on for you here right now. Kitty Wells, and hope you enjoy it, Bill.
Guitar. upon his lonely blue guitar. Aye, aye,
aye, aye,
aye, aye,
aye,
the moon is lonely.
Aye, aye.
I don't normally do artists back to back on this tape, but I'm going to this time because I want to say a few words about Kitty Wells and her family and their efforts that certainly made a difference in the roots of country music. Kitty Wells was the first very, very successful female in the country music business. Now, a lot of you are going to say, well, there were definitely others before her. And you're right, there were several. To name a few, of course, there was Molly O'Day, Patsy Montana, and there were others. There were definitely several women who recorded with some success before Kitty Wells came along. But Kitty was the first to make it really big as a solo female entertainer. Now, certainly there were plenty of girls who recorded in groups. Obviously, there were such groups as the Carter Family and later the Carter Sisters and several groups where there were females. But as far as a solo act, Kitty Wells was the first to really, really become successful in the country music business, and successful she certainly was, with several number one songs, and had a great, great career, and only retired from the road just, two or three years ago. Now, also, Kitty's husband, Johnny Wright, got together with another gentleman named Jack Anglin, and they formed a duo, had them a band and a duo, called themselves Johnny and Jack. And back in the 50s, especially, they did a lot of great recordings, had a lot of great hits. You'll remember some of them, I'm sure, like Poison Love, Rumba Beat, had a bunch of great hits. And I don't know that I have gotten any Johnny and Jack on this section, and if I haven't, shame on me. But we'll have to take care of that very, very soon, because they had a fine career and did some really good stuff. But Johnny and Jack sang with Kitty a lot on her recordings, and Kitty sang with Johnny and Jack on their recordings. And they did some really, really good three-part harmony. And the family goes deeper than that. Kitty and Johnny had a couple of kids, at least, maybe more than that, but they had one in particular, Bobby Wright, who traveled on the road with them for years, and never really had that much in the way of a hit, but he was certainly a big part of their show, and did a lot of picking and singing him in his own right, and had some albums and that sort of thing. They also had a girl whose name was Carol Sue, who recorded at least one cut with Kitty, a song called How Far Is Heaven. But as far as I know, she really never tried to do anything with the business. She was a pretty young kid when that was recorded. But they all just did some great harmony together. Johnny and Jack stayed together until Jack was tragically killed in 1963, going to Patsy Cline's funeral in March of 1963. I remember that very well. I was just a kid at the time, a nine-year-old kid, but I grew up about 60 miles from Nashville in southern Kentucky, and when Jack Anglin got killed, that made a big splash, and I remember it very well. It was hot news in the Nashville area. So I'm going to play a song from Kitty's box set where all of them are on it, or by all of them, I mean all three of them. Kitty does the lead vocal, and Johnny and Jack are with her on the harmony, and they just do some really, really powerful three-part harmony on this thing. This is one of my favorite songs, anyway. It's been recorded by a lot of people. It's a song called The Waltz of the Angels, but don't think you'll ever hear it done much better than Kitty Wells did it with her husband Johnny Wright and Jack Anglin. Here it is.
The waltz of the angels, the moonlight and you. The waltz of the angels, I hear each time. I hold you tightly in these arms of mine. It's surely I hear when your lips say I love you in waltz time, my dear. There must be a power much higher than ours, a rider of the song way up in the sky. The maker of roses, of love sweet and true, and waltz of the angels, the moonlight and you. Oh, hurry, of love sweet and true, and waltz of the angels he wrote just for you.
Mercy, that was very, very powerful harmony. A great country record there. Hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you don't mind too bad that we did that back-to-back there. We don't do that too often. A while ago, I played a Jeannie Seely cut from her latest album. I'd like to go back now and play another one by Jeannie Seely from her very first album. This album came out in about 1966. She released the single Don't Touch Me, and of course that was one of the hottest things in the country for quite a long time. And she brought out this album called Seely Style. And you'll notice that she sounds considerably younger on this record back in 1966. Of course, she was considerably younger. She was probably about 30 years old when this album came out, if I have my figures right. And let's give a listen to this one from back that many years ago, and hope you enjoy it. Jeannie Seely.
You take me out in splendor, then go home to her. You whisper words so tender, then go home to her. Though the things we do are wrong, I'm not sure I can. take me out with all your friends, then go home to her. And that's when all the hurt begins, when you're home with her. I must be brave so I won't cry, but I think I'll surely die every time you say I must go home to her. You take me home and then gone home to her. I'm left to face the night alone while you're home with her. If you never will be free, why must all this torture be? If you can't always be with me, then go home to her.
For as long as I remember, when Friday night came round, the family would gather out at Grandpa's house. With supper over and the dishes done, was then the best time came. At an old upright piano that only Grandma played, she played Beautiful Dreamer, My Wild Irish Rose. Never played them perfect when there was love in every note. Grandpa sat beside her, in harmony they sang, at the old upright piano that only Grandma played. Grandpa was a stubborn man, they said it was his style. Grandma called him ornery, but she said it with a smile. Even he could not disguise the love he felt so strong. We all could see it in his eyes when she played his favorite song. She played Beautiful Dreamer, My Wild Irish Rose. Never played him perfect, there was love in every note. Grandpa sat beside her, in harmony they sang, at the old upright piano that only Grandma played. I was almost 17 when my grandma died. I stayed all night with Grandpa, the old man never cried. We sat at her piano, there was nothing we could say. It was the first time in my life I ever heard my grandpa play. It was in Beautiful Dreamer, for My Wild Eyes Rose. It was a song he played from memory, and he never missed a note. I sat right there beside him until the morning came. What a friend we have in Jesus was the only song he played. She played Beautiful Dreamer, had the old upright piano that only Grandma played. Had the old upright piano that only Grandma played.
Well, I had a request for a song, any song, from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and that's what you just heard. And that's a perfect example of why you don't only deal with greatest hits albums. I love greatest hits albums, but that song never was released on a single, as far as I know, and you're never going to find it on a greatest hits album. That's from an album called Partners, Brothers, and Friends by the Dirt Band, and that's a good one. Let's hear one now from Wilma Lee Cooper, the song about Rachel's guitar.
This is the legend of Rachel's guitar. Rachel was gentle, warm-hearted, and gay, so unpretentious in her country way. She met Andrew Jackson, the old hickory. They fell in love in Nashville, Tennessee. They met in the year 1788. Soon they were married, and fame was their fame. Soon old New Orleans was saved in his fight, and they built a new home on the old meadow site. In a few years, the old home nearly burned. To keep, they rebuilt it, how old Hickory yearned. Safe from the shambles, untouched by the fire, was a portrait of Rachel and Rachel's guitar. From general to president, Jackson did go. Rachel was humble, yet her fears did grow. My God's doorkeeper, I'd much rather be than to live in that palace and leave Tennessee. Heartache was turning his flame hair to gray when God called the president lady away. The Tennessee cedars still standing they are. He planted in copy of Rachel's guitar. The hermitage house must be blessed from above. Steadfast it's standing, the house built with love. For the woman who liked to smoke Spanish cigars, by a man who remembers Rachel's guitar.
Well, I hope you've had as much fun with this section as we've had putting it together here tonight. We're going to close it out now with a song from the Hee Haw Quartet. I bet a lot of you watched Hee Haw on Saturday night when it was on. This quartet features Buck Owens on the lead, or at least on this song, Buck Owens is on the lead. Roy Clark is on the high tenor. Kenny Price is doing the bass, and Grandpa Jones is singing the baritone. And this is an old Bill Carlisle song called Gone Home. And this made Bill Carlisle a lot of money, too. Not too many years before Bill Carlisle passed away, the Grateful Dead rock group recorded this on an album and made him a bunch more money, so I'm sure he was glad he wrote it. But we're not going to play the Grateful Dead's version, but we are going to close this tape out with the Hee Haw Quartet and Gone Home. We'll see you the next time.
All of the friends that I loved yesterday, gone home.
They have gone home.
Gone home.
They have gone home.
The songbirds that sing in the dell seem to say, gone home.
They have gone home.
Gone home.
They have gone home. They've joined the heavenly.
they bold. They're walking the streets of pure gold. They left one by one as their work here was done.
Gone home.
They have gone home.
Gone home.
They have gone home.
Life here is lonely since they've gone before. Gone home.
They have gone home.
Gone home.
They have gone home.
The old weeping willow that stands by the door, sadly sighs.
They have gone home.
Gone
home. They have gone home. They've joined the heavenly fold. They're walking the streets of pure gold. They left one by one as their work here was done.
Gone home.
They have gone home.
Gone home.
They have gone home.
The trumpet will sound on that great judgment day. Gone home.
They have gone home.
Gone home.
They have gone home.
We'll see all our friends that have gone on that way. Gone home.
They have gone home.
Gone home.
They have gone home. They've joined the heavenly fold. They're walking the streets of pure gold. They left one by one as their work here was done.
Gone home.
They have